The world around us may be in trouble. They may be in a recession, a depression. But we're not in trouble. We're in Christ Jesus. We're in the Word.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
God has the answer you need for every situation you face. This week on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland teaches a foundational series on faith that will help connect you to God's wisdom. Learn to use your faith and receive your answers today.
Well, yesterday we talked about faith and we said this. Faith hears, here's the word. Faith speaks the word. Faith believes the word. Faith receives or takes the word. Faith possesses, glory to God. Faith loves, Galatians says. Faith works by love. If you want to be a receiver, you have to be a lover, glory to God. Yesterday, I don't think I read this, but Keith Moore, I heard him preach a great sermon on this, or I probably heard it on a CD, and he was talking about believe you receive, and he gave the definition of receive. So we know we're to believe we receive when we pray. That really means to take it when you pray. If you don't take the answer when you pray, you don't got it. You say, well, that's not fair. Yeah, it's fair. Because we know how to take it. How do we take it? By our faith. We believe we receive it or we take it when we pray. It means to take, to lay hold of, to take in order to carry away, to take what is one's own, to take to oneself, to claim, procure for oneself of that which has been taken, of that which when taken, is not let go. See, when we take something by faith, if it's a healing, if it's a car, if it's a job, when we take something by faith, here's the definition of that taking. To seize, apprehend, to get possession of, to obtain a thing, to appropriate to oneself, to strive to obtain, to collect, to gather. This is from Thayer's Greek English lexicon. Not to refuse or reject, to take. Glory to God, we take it when we pray. If we don't take it when we pray and keep it, we're not exercising our faith. So if it's money we need, if it's a certain amount, or if it's a job, or if it's healing, or if it's our children's salvation, when we pray and we ask God for it, we do what the scripture says. We believe we receive it, or that word receive means take it. We believe we take it when we pray. Now, if we take it, we have it. So we leave that place of prayer with it, not hoping it's going to work. Not hoping it's going to come to pass, but we took it. What did we take? We took the answer, whatever it is that we wanted when we prayed. So what do we do from then on? We thank God for it. Thank you, Lord, for $10,000. I had to have that, and I appreciate it. I took it when I prayed. I have it. I have it. I have it. We don't let go of it. Now, Keith said this. You can't leave up to the Lord what He has left up to you. And I thought that was so profound. So whatever it is that we are receiving, we have to take it, believe we receive it, hold fast to it until it manifests. That's our part, is to take, based on the Word of God, whatever God's promise is in that Word. Faith is a receiver, an appropriator, a taker. Can you see how sometimes we just pray and we just go into la-la land and we forget what we prayed about, we didn't take it, we forget about it, somebody mentions it, we're still depressed about it. We've got to take it. Amen? You see what it is. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. You can only take and lay hold of what has been given to you from heaven, what we see and hear, we can take and lay hold of. But the other half of it is, no matter what has been given to you, unless you take hold of it and receive it and take it by faith, you won't enjoy it. You won't have it. So faith is really easy when you get the hang of it and when you see the revelation of it. Faith is taking in prayer based on the Word of God what we desire in our heart. Hallelujah. Now, if it's a bad thing, you can't find it in the Word of God. So it's going to be, it's working for good things. But God wants us to have, be blessed. He wants us to have plenty. He wants us to be out from under the curse of the law, which included every bad thing, and to be under the blessing, which included every good thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What God has provided by grace must be possessed by faith. See, the things that Jesus has given to us are not automatically put into our hands. Why? Because we're supposed to receive them from the Word of God. We're supposed to take them. We take our healing. Healing has always belonged to us ever since Jesus bore the curse. And so has prosperity and all the other good things. The whole, everything bad is under the curse. Jesus took everything under the curse and bore it for us so that everything good, which is the blessing, could come upon us. But we don't just get that while we sleep. We have to receive it. So if we need money, a certain amount of money, we go before the Lord, we ask Him for it, we believe we receive it, we take hold of it, we take hold of it, we take hold of it, and we keep it until it is in our pocketbook, until it is done. That's the way we do our healing. We take it, we stand on that word, by His stripes we were healed, until every symptom's gone. That is walking by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it says, faith is a fighter. We fight, according to Timothy, we fight the good fight of faith. So we can see by that that the devil's not just going to roll over and play dead instantly, probably, or easily. But when we take something by faith, we stand and we believe God and we say we have it until we see it, feel it, enjoy it. Faith fights. Faith is a taker. We take, and faith works by love. Faith is not afraid because we know that the Word of God will work for us if we release our faith. And God's Word, it causes and promises and provides for us every need met, everything we need. Not just material things, spiritual things, but every kind of thing that we need is given to us by God. God is good. Faith fights. Faith's not afraid. And then on the other hand, in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, we see that sin hinders. So we're not going to walk in the blessing of God and live in sin. No, the blessing, if you look in Deuteronomy 28, the blessing was for those who did what God said. If you didn't do what God said, you were under the curse. So it's not just happy days are here again. We do what God says. Amen. We obey the Word. When we see something in the Word that we realize we've been missing it, we're not been doing it, we let the Word correct us. Now, some of you that don't know how it works, you might think, well, that's a bummer, always having to do the Word. No, that's the way you get free. That's the way you really enjoy life. That's the way you get out from under the curse, which is everything bad, by obeying the Word of God and by believing the Word of God. We go free from the curse. Hallelujah. That's the way we get healed. That's the way we stay healed. That's the way we prosper. That's the way we stay prosperous. That's the way we prosper in every cycle. The world around us may be in trouble. They may be in a recession, a depression. But we're not in trouble. We're in Christ Jesus. We're in the Word. We're operating, and we're tithers and sowers. We're operating in an entirely different realm than what natural people operate in. Glory to God. In our healing of our bodies, our finances, everything. They know we're different. We are different. Those people, you know, they're different. Absolutely we are. And we like it this way. Hallelujah. Because freedom is wonderful. And so the scripture says, I'm just going to go over some things that kind of hang us up. It teaches us that sin hinders, God blesses the obedient, and it says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, I believe, examine yourselves and not God. This is the Amplified. And when you're in a test and a trial, when things don't seem to be working for you, and you want to think, well, why didn't God listen to me? Why doesn't he do something? He knows I'm in trouble. Why not? Why not? Let me just give you a little hint. It's never God's fault. If things aren't working for me, or things are working for you, we look at you and me and see where we're missing it. Is it our words? Are we saying wrong? If we say we don't have it, we don't have it. We have to say we have it even when we can't see it. That's what faith is. Believe in you, receive when you pray. You haven't seen it yet, but you've taken it. That word receive is to take. You take it when you pray, hallelujah. Then you don't let the devil talk you out of it. Well, you know, it's been a week and you don't have it yet. We don't listen to him. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's come to steal what's mine and what's yours. Don't let him have it. We walk by faith and not by sight. Sin hinders, Hebrews 12:1-2. And God blesses obedience. And then 2 Corinthians says, examine yourselves, not God. Now, I like this quote from Andrew Murray, and I have it in my King James margin that I have added myself. Where is it? Let me see if I can find that. Glory to God. It's all about faith. It's all about obeying God, doing what he says. When you do what the Word says, you don't leave Satan any room to work in your life. All right, let's see. See if I can find that. Okay. Now I can't read my writing. I got to get a little help here. Let us run. This is what Andrew Murray said about verse 1, where it says in Hebrews, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses that have gone before us, in other words, let us lay aside every weight, everything that would slow you down, everything that would keep you from winning this race. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. So that lets us know right there that sin is easy. Hey, it's easy. I mean, you and me, when you and I walk out of love, when we get out of love, it's sin. That's our commandment. It's so easy to be touchy, fretful, resentful, to pay attention to a suffered wrong. But we're not being obedient when we're that way. And so it's easy for the sin, that is a sin that besets us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Now listen to this part. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Now that lets you know it's not going to be a walk in the park. We're going to have to run this faith race with patience. It takes patience to have everything going in the right direction. But then when you think about it, think about Ken and me. We borrowed money for years. We were in debt. It took us a while to get in that shape, and it took us a while to get out of it. What did we have to do? Well, we had to run the race with patience. But thank God it was worth it. We got out of debt. We stayed out of debt. Let us run the race with patience that is set before us, laying aside every weight. Don't let anything hold you back. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So we don't quit at hardship when it's hard, you know, when it gets tough, when it looks like nothing's happening. We've released our faith. We're sowers. We're tithers. We've released our faith, but seems like we're not getting anywhere. We do not throw up our hands and say, it didn't work. No, we stand. We stand on the word of faith. Faith stands on the word of God. Faith believes it receives when it prays, and it does not quit until the manifestation comes. It took us 11 months to get out of debt, but thank God we got out of debt. What would have happened if we'd have said, well, you know, we've been living this way so long, there's no hope for us. We'll never get out of this. Are you kidding? We'd probably owe $1 billion by now, the way we do things. And it's just no good. Faith is easier than having credit. Because when you have credit, that's not the end of it. That's the beginning of it. When you believe you receive it by faith and you get it, it's over. You got it. You're driving it. You're living in it. You're enjoying it. You're healed. Glory to God. So really, when you think about it, it seems like sometimes faith's the slow way. But when you think about 36 months of payments, it's the easy way and the fast way. Amen. Because when you take it, and that's what that means, receive means to take. Receive it by faith means take it by faith. Know that if things are not working, it is not God's part. It's not His responsibility. It's something you and I are doing, are saying, are acting. It's some unbelief. And besides that, here's another issue. Sometimes it just takes time. I mean, you know, Ken and I have been borrowing money for years and years. And to get out in 11 months was pretty good. Hallelujah. You know, you might have been, I've been paying for your car for 20 months. And now you're believing to pay it off. And it didn't happen in 6 weeks. Well, you just hold fast to your profession of faith. That hold fast. Get a grip on those words. Hold fast. When you pray based on the Word of God, even if things look contrary and it's been a while, you hold fast to the Word and your confession. You keep saying, it is done. This car is paid off. And don't say it'll be paid off. Say it is paid off. I call it like I want it. Car, my car is paid off. My body is healed. Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by His stripes, I was healed. Yeah, but I still got this pain. And then you want to call everybody and tell them, I've got this pain. I'm hurting. I'm this. I'm that. No, shut your big blab mouth. If you can't say something in faith, just shut up. But it's better to say something in faith, but do not say anything in unbelief. Yeah, but it's been so long. Well, how long would it have been if you hadn't used your faith? It'll never happen, maybe, if you don't use your faith. So we stand fast. And then another thing we can say is, Lord, if I'm missing it somewhere, show me, because I know You never miss it. And I know faith works. And I know faith works by love. And love is a good place to look when things aren't working. Are you walking in love? Well, what is love? Love is not, this is the amplified version of the part about love in Corinthians. Love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when truth and right prevail. I might have left out something, I don't know, but that's close. One of the key things is, and especially for us girls, is it's not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Glory to God. We kind of want to be treated better than, you know, everybody else. Not everybody else, but with that husband or with that, you know, that husband. You shouldn't be living with anybody else. With that husband. I wouldn't say significant other. That's not a valid Bible description. But with that husband, we expect a little petting, a little, stroking. Oh, you're so sweet. You're so wonderful. Glory to God. That's all I'm going to say about that. And love, so now we're into patience. So let's look at, I was going to read that quote by Andrew Murray. He's talking about running the race of faith. Let us run. The gospel is intensely practical and means for every day, let us run like men who are running a race for life and laying aside everything that can in the least hinder them. Now that is a great word from Andrew Murray. Lay aside everything. We're running in a race. We've got opponents. We've got Satan. We've got all the devils. We've got opponents. We've got people that don't like us, talk bad about us. But we're in a race. We don't have time to stop and listen to what they're saying. We don't have time to be hindered in this race. Let us run, he said. The gospel is intensely practical and means for every day, let us run like men who are running a race for life and laying aside everything that can in the least hinder them. So anything that hinders us, we lay it aside. We judge everything by one standard, Brother Murray said. Can it help me win the race? Glory to God. We are in a race. We're racing down here. We're racing to up there. Hallelujah. We've got a set time to live. Not that God says you're going to live 50, you're going to live 60, you're going to live 70, but we have a lifetime here on the earth that we can serve God in a way that we'll never again have that just that same opportunity. When you get to heaven, you're not going to have any choice. There won't be good and bad for you to choose and give glory to the Lord by dumping the bad and choosing the good. It's going to all be good. So you really can bring honor to God and serve Him in a way right here in this body, in a way you're not going to be able to do it after you leave, because after you leave the body, it's going to be great. There's not going to be any challenges. There's not going to be any tribulation. Glory to God for that. That's why it's called heaven and days of heaven on the earth. So we can give God honor in a way, in a different way than ever later in the age that we can do. Hallelujah. As long as we're here on the earth, we can walk a straight line. We can walk circumspectly. We can walk obediently. We can turn down things that are not pleasing to God. And we can obey God, do what He says. Hallelujah.
We all have things that occupy our time and attention. There's the job, the family, stress, sports, bills, problems, homework, groceries, friends, holidays, parties, planning, giving, cares, worry, serving, running, cooking, cleaning, anxiety, fixing up the house, appointments. The list can seem endless. However, there is a way to have strong faith that produces the lasting results we desire. We need to make room in our hearts for the Word, and we can. Good Ground for the Word, keeping your heart uncluttered in an overcrowded world, by Gloria Copeland, will show how to clear out the distractions so you can hear God's Word and build your faith. Learn how to stop the cares, worries, and problems from creeping in and live a fulfilled life. Now's the time to declutter your heart. Plant your faith in good ground. Victory is what you can expect today. Order Gloria Copeland's CD series, Good Ground for the Word, for just $12 and discover the peace and comfort of a worry-free life. Receive an additional product discount and 48-hour processing when you order online at kcm.org. Recognize ways to unclutter your life and spend more quality time with your Heavenly Father. To order Good Ground for the Word by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. For this and other Kenneth Copeland Ministry resources, go to kcm.org.
We've been learning about faith this week. And when it comes to faith, here's what you have to remember. Take the answer when you pray. Not when you see changes, but when you pray based on the Word of God, you believe you receive it. Did you take it? If you didn't take it, you didn't walk by faith. So you go to God, get the answer, take it, pray it, receive it. That means to take in the Greek, that word receive, believe you receive when you pray. And take it, put it in your mouth, say it out your mouth. Don't be bashful. Say, I believe I have received. Thank you, Lord. I have received my healing. I have received my money, whatever it is. You need a husband. I have received the perfect husband. Ooh, that's a good one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't quit until the manifestation comes, and don't talk unbelief in between your times of prayer. You take it when you pray, and then you give thanks. So I'm going to pray for you. Take it in faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person listening to these broadcasts. I thank you, Lord, for the healing anointing coming right now. I rebuke sickness and disease off of every person in the name of Jesus. I command healing to come into your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Take your healing, hallelujah, and be healed. Glory to God. The product is Good Ground. It's a CD series on faith. Once you learn what's trying to stop you from receiving, you can apply the word and have good success. This will make a great gift for your family and friends. So order yours today. If you need prayer, the Partner Center is always open, all even during the Christmas season. The lines are there and people are waiting that know how to pray. So let us help you. Let us pray for you. Hallelujah. Fort Worth office is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're just a phone call away. If you're in other nations, check the offices for their hours of operation. This is a great time to rejoice and to bless the Lord and to give Him praise for all the good that He's done for us all year. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Faith is being moved by what the Word says. Faith is believing the Word. Patience is what undergirds our faith to keep us intact so that we don't faint.